Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is America Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. And we're going to have two of our guests is Selena Lindsay and Dr. Fadumo Adol. Our topic today is going to be marijuana. I had titled it Marijuana Weakens Heart Muscles. So today we're going to talk about the good parts of marijuana, also the downside of marijuana. Marijuana is known to have adverse effect on certain parts of the body. The brain is not fully developed until age 25 years old. The hippocampus, it's a tiny nub. It's responsible for memory. It's not fully developed until 25 years old. Smoking marijuana can interfere with memory if one is using this drug before brain is fully developed. Can this cause early Alzheimer or early dementia? Marijuana is known to have benefits for various medical conditions such as seizures and pain management and cancer and things like that. So tonight we'll be talking about the pros and the cons. If you want to be a guest, call 858-769-4936, press 1, and you can be a guest. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking. Okay, I like to spend the first half in the bad things about marijuana. And the last half of the program we're going to spend talking about the benefits of marijuana, and then we'll wrap it up for the last 5 minutes. Okay, we have Selena Lindsay on the line, and we also have Dr. Fadumo Adol. So, ladies, did you want to tell us, or one of you want to, or both of you can, spend at least a couple of minutes
Selena,
talking
go
about
ahead. Better.
This
yeah.
marijuana?
I don't have much. Oh, okay. Selena, go ahead.
Okay, well, I did a little extensive research since I'm one of the people who like to mess with numbers. And one of the funny things is when they did some studies which were regarding some of the bad things, which they are stating that when they reviewed people, most of the problems are the same as when you smoke cigarettes. And that primary cause is because number one, it increases your heart rate, and it increases it just like if you had an espresso or you had an energy drink. And the numbers there, they did this thing, and they made a comparison because, of course, as we know, there are about 280 million people in the United States, and the question was, how many of these people were potentially at risk for a heart attack? And so, you know, they played around with some more known numbers, and because CDC states that the majority of people that smoke, the numbers come to about 7.6 million people, and the majority of these people are over the age of 12 years old.
Wow.
And so what that boils down to is 715,000 people in America are subject to have a heart attack from smoking marijuana.
What was those numbers again?
Okay, there are...
No, the last part is...
Okay.
For,
the last...
That you had
well, they're stating that...
So.
CDC states that there are 7.6 million people that smoke that are over the age of 12, and that that comes down to a fact if you could use all three numbers, because there are approximately over 300 million people in the United States. It gives you an average that 715,000 people would be potentially candidates to have a heart attack. The question, in a blind survey, which included people which has had the blind survey did not include people that have had a heart attack after smoking marijuana.
Wow.
Because also usually and underreported, you know, like people when they do this, like they resist as much as they can. They can go even right away to the hospital because they don't want it, you know. So in most cases are unreported, you know, like they say every year they having like a 1,000 cases, like the one that reported, like a average that people that smoke marijuana in the United States is like 14 million people. Like regularly, they use just regularly, you know, like not like a, the one like sporadic or randomly, but regular people who smoke are, they estimate 14 million people.
14 million?
Yes, 14 million people. That's how they
estimate. So that
number's
going to go up then.
Yeah, and then and like and
wow.
1,000 cases of cardiac problem, you know, like it affects like a and cardiac muscle, it weakens and it gives you like arrhythmia, like a chest pain, like angina, and like a heart beating high, and also can give a stroke because it causes like a vessel constriction. But then when you have a vessel constriction, that's what where you can get your stroke in your brain. And the other thing, like, it can cause also peripheral vascular, like, diabetes, you know, like, because it's causing, like, a vessel constriction and you have ischemia. And when you develop ischemia and the blood's not flowing properly, and you can develop an ulcer in your toes and fingers, and maybe people might end an amputation. And the other bad thing, usually and cardiac problem, people have like average above 50 or something, and these people, they can get this problem as average 34 years old without having precondition or any risk factors. So that's how they can cause. And the other thing that might cause, like in the brain, like you can have like so much anxiety and psychosis and depression, because when you take, usually, you know, like as a human being in nature, our body, it auto-regulates itself. You know, like there is some days that we are down and then next day we are okay because our system is gradually picking up and regulates by itself. But when you smoke this marijuana thing, what happens is, you know, like a shoot is up immediately, you know, like without consent of your system. And then after you stop, after several hours or maybe like 10 hours after, you crash, you know, like, and there's no way that your body has time to repair or to go up or to go down in its own time, you know. So that's where it's going, the confusion of our system, regulatory. And some people also, like, for example, if they have a schizophrenia, like gene, it was suppressed. And this help is to come out. That's why, like, people is having, like, all this, like, a psychotic problem and like, short memory and loss. And I see even one case, like, last year, like, this young guy, his mom, who's older, and she's having a chronic pain, and they're giving her a narcotic. And each time he steals it and he sells it to buy, like, to buy the weed, right? And then each time she goes back to the doctor because she doesn't have her pain killer that like codeine, and they suspected on her and they said, okay, you can lock somewhere your medication, and she has high blood pressure, she has heart condition, all so many problems, and she locked in a box, and he took all of them, all the medication, and for that case, you know, like the mother, she can't go anymore to the doctor because so many times she went back. She said, and my son took it, and they told her, like, you have to put some cyst place. And for, like, more than 1 week, she couldn't take any other medication for high blood pressure and her heart, and they just to her room. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, this young guy, he has an inherent judgment. He doesn't see even the consequences of what he's doing to his mom. So that's the bad thing, yeah, that can cause the marijuana. Not everybody, but, like, people are not the same. Everybody reacts different. Their system is different. And this guy, maybe he becomes so dependent on it because of the substance that is the CBD and the THS, the active ingredients that contain it, like, in marijuana. That's what gives you high when you take. And then the other thing that can cause to a man is like a decrease like a testosterone hormone, like the opposite of estrogen for a woman, and also decreases the sperm, and then people can become infertile.
Right. One study that I read, it showed that marijuana can weaken the heart muscles. They said especially in young men, that there is an increase in also adverse effect of the marijuana. There were two cases where it said some people have experienced like heart attacks, stroke, stress, cardiopathy.
Yeah.
And then cardiopathy,
it's a weakening of the heart muscle
that prevents it from pumping or
contraction. Contraction.
Yeah, and it mimics a heart attack, yet it's not a heart attack.
Yeah.
And these conditions have been linked to marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's not enough stress, period. In getting people to understand what the implications are from, period, smoking, you know, because they understand how they harm the tissue, how many organs they're actually harming. We're talking about the heart and some other things, but they're causing damage to the tissues in their lungs. They're searing.
Yes.
You're burning up the smallest component in the lungs, which is the alveoli, and then the small blood vessels. And so
the cilia, those little hairs that are like outer body. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this creates problems with other organs having problems doing what they're supposed to be doing with this implication of smoking, in addition to frying your brain. It just becomes really kind of complicated. And no wonder, the numbers begin to go up and, especially young individuals, because just as Paul said, they are not very well developed in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. And that same study that I was talking about, they said young people have fewer risk factors than non-users of marijuana. However, the marijuana users were more likely to have cardiac arrest and require, that implanted defibrillator. And then the other problem that all the states are going to have, there's lack of regulations, regulation on how much is considered safe or not safe. And they'll tell us, like they always tell us, there's not enough studies. Now, you know what burns me up about this not enough study stuff? If that was a dog, one dog, and they have enough studies, but these are human beings, and for some reason that's the excuse. I call it an excuse that's used. If you have two people that have a heart attack and they were marijuana users, that's not enough study. We need more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the implication here, number one, is because of course they can mess around with. You can mess around with cigarettes in a university and nobody says anything, you just smell cigarettes. But when you're trying to study marijuana, every student on the campus comes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have problems. And in fact, in some of my research in searching through various different countries, again, the United States is one of the ones that does not make this particular statement, which the Germans and about 15 other countries flat out said marijuana can kill you.
Mm.
Yeah.
And see, we do not say that, not at all. And how's it going to be regulated as far as how much? That still is a big question. And right now we have, five confirmed states that it's approved by. Colorado, we already knew about. Ohio accepted, California, Nevada, Massachusetts. I think Maine and Arizona are still counting their ballots. They're not done. At least that's the report that I read.
But
people
are going to regulate something that's not so regular.
Yeah.
It's not grown regular. There's so many different hybrids that are, quite frankly, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, it's like, you look in the book and you see one called bubblegum marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this stuff, they've been feeding it all kinds of other crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The plant
now
I'd
like for
up.
Us to switch to some of the good effects and benefits of marijuana is why it became legalized in the first place. I think, at least that's my understanding, more for,
mm-hmm.
instead of just saying recreation, it's more for medical purposes and people to have
you
easy access to it for medical
for
reasons. Huh? What?
You can go there if you want to. I think it's more for banking purposes.
Banking across the line. I really believe that because more people, you need it for medical reasons, so that money from that. After using it and for the recreational, now they end up in the hospital. Health services is going to be increased. Accidents, I mean, across the board, certain things.
It's about money. It's about
yeah.
money.
But I want to
yeah.
focus on,
and,
you know, how it, because I know that people with cancer, severe pain, they have benefited from it. People with seizure disorders have benefited from it. Some of the children that have, you know, rare diseases where nothing else was working, the medical marijuana did. Now, in those mm-hmm. cases, they don't say anything about did some of the same things that happen to people that don't have those conditions that did use it for recreation. It's not mentioned what the downside of it is even for them. At least I haven't read an article to this day.
Well,
only
also, you know, it can be the plant itself
mm-hmm.
works better than us tearing down our trees, and we can utilize that for paper, for clothing, many, many uses for the plant in particular,
mm-hmm.
which, if used correctly, is going to put a lot of other industries out of business. I mean,
mm-hmm.
can you imagine how the United States forest spiked that one because they want to use trees?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've even found a way to intermix the plant. And this has been going on, believe me, this plant has been around for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was way back in Jesus' time in terms of making ropes for boats and sails and things
mm-hmm.
like that, and even for clothing. So it has a heck of a lot of good benefits, but not, you know, that have nothing to do with smoking it. The other so-called benefit, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you want to play with biblical times, it's just quite simple. People stopped drinking, you know, because 1933 it was prohibition time, so of course. They decided to control alcohol. So people, you can't afford to go buy Southern Comfort or a drink anymore, you know, or the good wine or the good whiskey. You have to go buy the gut buster. So one of the elements with marijuana is its cost itself, because you can go and, you know, you can mess your head up pretty good for $20.
Wow.
And have so it's economic.
Mm-hmm.
There was one 16-year-old that I read a report on. Now, she had a rare soft tissue cancer, and they said that it was rare, but it was an aggressive form of cancer. And morphine did not ease her pain. But when she was put on the marijuana, she got relief. And I think that was probably more the purpose of it, taking it. Now, she's 16, so why, I don't know, because the cancer has already spread, like, to the lungs and stuff like that, so that she would have relief.
Yeah.
It's not going to help her get better, but it will take the suffering, the pain away.
No, but it also, they say, you know, like, and the active ingredient that is there, like and cannabinoidol and tetrahydro and cannabinoid, they off some cells of the cancer, you know, like the gene that spreads,
mm-hmm.
because the cancer cell, they make more gene of this like and they call ID1. That gene, mm-hmm. and it's responsible to spread the cancer. So the marijuana, you know, like it can stop, it can turn off to those genes. That's why they found out, like, because usually they give the people who have a cancer for the chemotherapy to release, like, the nausea and the pain. And at the mm-hmm. same time, they found it out, that this, like, an active ingredient is, like, they turning off the cancer gene that causing to spread the cancer, you know. So for that reason, you know, like they are good, but there is a synthetic one, like they call terbinafinol, which is synthetic. It contains THC. It releases the nausea and the pain, but it's not like it doesn't work like exactly like in terms of the cancer, like and mm-hmm. like the marijuana is not. But the other hand, why they don't wanna. That why they don't they make this pill is why they don't want, because you know the marijuana, the amount that you take is not like a balance, you know, like and people can become like easily addicted. But when they take in the pill is like this terbinafinol, like work mm-hmm. is like a marijuana, but it's like a well balanced, you know, like most likely you don't become like an addicted. Yeah. So it helps to the cancer, and also, and it also helps like and glaucoma, like intraocular pressure, mm-hmm. the high pressure in the eyes, it decreases that one too. And as you said, like it decreases the some people who have a seizure disease, you know, like that helps too. But like most likely, but the addiction is so high, you know, like
Right.
So in any way.
It's no different than them getting hooked on the alcohol, because there was those years where alcohol was not legal. Then it became legal. And then everyone that drinks alcohol don't become addicted to it, but there is a percentage that do. And besides, even if they don't become addicted to it and they consume certain quantity for over a certain period of time, you have to worry about your liver. You have to worry about your kidneys, because those organs, for most people, it causes problems in the long run. But I guess my big concern is the children, the young people. They don't even know that their brain is not fully developed. They don't. They have no idea that this particular drug interferes with memory at all, and can lead to early Alzheimer's as well as dementia. I have a friend, and his brother smoked marijuana for 40 years. He did great things. He built buildings. He was an architect. And by the time he was 55, he showed early signs of Alzheimer's. The brother went ahead, took him in, started taking care of him. But it was still downhill to the Alzheimer's, just kind of, even with medication, he got worse. And so now he's in an Alzheimer's center. He doesn't even know who his brother is anymore. And that's young, but he did it for 40 years. So if he's only in his 50s, he probably started way, you know, even before the that part of the brain developed. Mm-hmm. So you can go on. I've heard people say, oh, it increases their memory. It does this for them. They can do more. The long-term effect of it, that's what no one's paying attention to. Who wants to be in their 50s and now you can't think? And now you can't work. You can't do a thing, nothing, because your brain is, as one would say, is fried. Just the way, what was that, LSD messed up a bunch of people and stuff like that. But you know, you don't hear them talking about these things. You don't hear it in the news. And that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I think with them passing the legislation, they should have also passed funding for education in the junior high and high schools so you can reach the youth talking about these things and giving them material so that they fully understand. not after the fact, before the fact. There's just not enough education in those areas. Okay. We've been talking about marijuana. It's the good and the bad, and we're all in agreement. There's money involved. Money's going to be made, along with some of the other good things that will happen, along with some of the bad things that's going to occur. You've been talking to or listening to Selena Lindsay, along with Dr. Faduma Adol. And Selena, you want to go ahead and tell us, because I need to wrap things up.
Okay.
Share with us some of the things, organization that you lead and are involved in. Do it for about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to race through about as many as we can get to quickly. One would be Spring Seeds for Life, which is basically one of the largest food banks in Southern California. It is headed by Vicki Brown. Please go to the website, which again is sowingseedsforlife.org. The second organization is called Coley's Outreach, and primarily what they deal with is people that have been released and there's no place for them to go, homeless young men and older men, and that particular outfit is headed by Mr. E. Coley. And for any information or donations, please call area code 909-358-7391. The next organization is primarily for veterans, and to all of you veterans out there, thank you for your service. This particular organization services all veterans, and anybody that would be interested in supporting this organization, please contact Dimas Marks at area code 619-403-4751.
Okay, and then Dr. Faduma, you want to talk a little bit about yourself?
I don't have much to say.
You've practiced.
I'm a beginner.
Your medicine as a pediatrician, and you've been involved in different community. In helping people.
I like community activist.
Yes, and you've done a fantastic job. You've done things that nobody else.
I'm so proud of Celine that she does so much.
She does. She's like a pioneer and a go-getter doing and helping people, and that's just a small what she talks about. That's not even all that she does. She does more than
I know.
She's worked with the homeless. She's been an advocate. I remember in the Ontario area, I believe it was, where they were tearing down the tents.
Ontario, San Bernardino, Los Angeles, wherever they are. And sometimes, too, on that particular subject matter, it's very, very interesting to me how every year they go out and do a census, and then they come up with such small numbers. And I can remember last year it was pouring down rain, and they only come up with 282 people in the entire county of San Bernardino. Where are they? They don't seem to understand that people are under bridges, down in the manholes, kinds of places, and some terrible stuff. Los Angeles County has been in the news lately regarding the homeless because they're looking for
time. We have about a few seconds. This is America Health Crisis. You've been on the line. We've been talking about marijuana because it's passed in 5 states. 2 more states haven't passed it yet. Well, they're still counting the ballots. And so sometime, I don't know how long it takes them to count those ballots, but they're still counting. We'll be on the air again every Monday, 8 p.m. All you have to do is call 858-769-4936, press 1, and you can be a guest also. That's 8 p.m. Pacific time every Monday. And we'll be on the air again with another hot topic.
Good night, ladies. Everybody out there, have a
good
great
night.
Evening.
Good night.
God bless.
Okay. God bless you, too.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right.